We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the line right now is Joel Giambra, the former Erie County executive, now working for a number of different people, including representing those in the vaping industry, which Joel has called on the governor to ban combustible, which would mean regular, cigarettes in the state of New York while dealing with the coronavirus crisis. Why exactly is that?
Well, good morning, Brian, and it's obvious to us that there's going to be an onslaught of people needing respirators and ventilators, as the governor has said very, very clearly. One way we believe to mitigate the potential crisis of not having enough machines is to encourage, if not outright ban on a temporary basis, the sale of cigarettes. We know for sure that combustible cigarettes lead to lung damage and lung cancer. And we also know that coronavirus has a much more deleterious impact on people who smoke combustible cigarettes. So to us, it seems logical that if we want to mitigate this problem with ventilators and lung disease, that people should stop smoking. Unfortunately, the governor is fixated on a desire to ban a product that is the most effective in getting people off combustible cigarettes. And we think the timing is just really, really bad. It makes no sense.
Wouldn't, in the same vein, though, you call for the ban of vaping products along the same lines, just because we don't know really what that does to the lungs long term?
Well, you're right, Brian. We don't know long term, but we know for certain, unequivocally, that combustible cigarettes cause lung damage. Yet, as elected officials, we still allow this product to be sold, even though we know that it kills 500,000 people per year, probably a lot more than the coronavirus is going to take. So all we're looking at is rationale and logic. And our products, vape products, are very effective, and it's been proven time and time again that they're three times more effective than any other harm reduction product on the market. Yet we have elected officials trying to ban a product that will allows people to get off of one of the most dangerous addictions we know.
Are places that sell vapor products considered essential right now? Are vape shops open?
Some are and some aren't. However, I believe they are essential. Again, when you go back to the science, Brian, and you see that combustible cigarettes, what it does to our society, and we know for sure that this is a very effective way to get people off combustible tobacco. So it doesn't make sense to ban a product that is very effective in stopping people from using a product that is killing them, literally. And the coronavirus, obviously, is going to make smokers a lot more receptive to serious lung disease and the possibility of needing a ventilator to save their life.
Are you worried this might backfire at all, that this gets to somebody's desk over in Albany and they said, you know what, you're right, we'll do this, we'll ban cigarettes and we'll also ban vaping devices for the next 2 weeks?
Well, that would be a lot more fair if when you think about it, but banning one without the other seems to be government trying to decide who the winners and losers are, and that's a mistake. We have to look at the science. The governor has exerted tremendous leadership over the last couple of months with this crisis, and we thank him for that. But at the same time, We can't allow for bad public policy to be promulgated that's going to cause a public health crisis by banning a product that helps people save their lives and get off of one of the worst addictions, which is combustible tobacco.
Are you worried at all about the perception of using the crisis that we're in to, you know, advance that point to continue on this discussion about vaping?
Not at all. Because the facts and the science are what's driving us here. This is not about trying to save a product because of market share. This is about saving a product that has a very effective use to avoid public health crises. And on the combustible cigarette side, Brian, it's clear. Science tells us that if a smoker, an addicted smoker, stops smoking, that within 2 weeks, their lungs start to repair and heal themselves. So if we're going to see a tsunami in the next 4 weeks, if you will, with not enough hospital beds, not enough ventilators and respirators, then we should be telling people to stop smoking.
Joel, we thank you for the time. It's an interesting idea. That's Joel Giambra talking about new things sent out by the vaping industry to the governor's office, asking them to ban cigarettes for the next 2 weeks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.